Today is June 16th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Startup Operator. In the next 8 to 9 minutes, we'll cover the government shutdown of Anthropic's Fable 5 model, what it means for your infrastructure decisions right now, and the inference cost optimization stack that can cut your AI spend by 60 to 75%. 4 days ago, on June 12th, a U.S. government directive required Anthropic to terminate access to its Fable 5 frontier model, zero notice. Some developers lost access minutes before others, cutoff messages redirecting users to Opus 4.8. Anthropic's public response called it disproportionate, warning it could, quote, halt all new model developments for all frontier model providers. This is not a theoretical regulatory risk anymore. It happened. And if you are running production AI workloads against a single provider today, you have an unacceptable single point of failure. Let me be concrete about the blast radius. If you are processing more than 10,000 API calls per month against a single provider, and you do not have an abstraction layer in place, a shutdown like this costs you 2 to 5 engineering days minimum just to reroute. And that is before you account for revenue loss during unplanned downtime. For context on how production scale the AI API market has become, one independent analyst puts OpenAI's annualized revenue at over $20 billion in 2025, up from $2 billion in 2023. That is a 10 times growth in 2 years. Enterprise production workloads have fully displaced demos as the primary driver of API consumption, which means the blast radius of a regulatory shutdown or any provider outage is now measured in real business impact, not inconvenience. So what do you actually build? Let me walk through the three-option framework. Option one is where most teams are right now, single-provider architecture. Implementation cost is zero because it is already in place. Hidden cost is that 2 to 5 engineering day scramble when something goes wrong, plus any revenue lost during that window. After June 12th, this is simply not an acceptable posture for any team running serious workloads. Option 2, and this is the recommended path for the vast majority of operators, is a light LLM proxy with multi-provider routing. 3 to 5 engineering days to implement properly. It is open source, so ongoing cost is effectively just a tiny slice of compute, around half a virtual CPU and 512 megabytes of RAM per instance, adding roughly 5 to 8 milliseconds of latency overhead. What you get is a unified API surface across Anthropic, OpenAI, Azure OpenAI, and self-hosted models, over 100 models supported, with config-only model swaps in under an hour rather than days of code changes. When you do need to route to a secondary provider, expect roughly 10 to 20% higher cost. That is the insurance premium. It is worth it. Building on that, the one implementation gotcha that teams consistently underestimate is prompt portability. Prompts engineered for one model's syntax often degrade on alternatives. The fix is a prompt registry with per-model variants. It adds roughly one engineering day per week of overhead to maintain, but it cuts your actual migration time from days to hours. And critically, test your fallback providers under real load before you need them. Many teams discover their backup has not been touched in months and falls over immediately. Option 3 is self-hosted Llama 3.3 70 billion parameters, and it is only economically justified at scale. The math: 3A 180 gigabyte GPUs at around $2.50 per hour each runs about $5,400 per month, running 24/7. You break even against managed API pricing somewhere above 1 to 1.3 billion tokens per month. Below that threshold, you are paying more to self-host, not less. Above that threshold, or if you are in defense, finance, or healthcare, where compliance requirements eliminate the cloud API option regardless of volume, self-hosting is the correct default, and it eliminates jurisdiction-dependent access risk entirely. There is a capital markets dimension to this infrastructure decision that is easy to miss. According to Darius Dale at 42 Macro, roughly 160 firms have announced IPO plans raising over $120 billion year-to-date in 2026, with total fresh equity supply hitting $360 billion, the strongest first half in 5 years. As those newly public AI companies deploy, IPO proceeds into training and inference infrastructure. GPU spot pricing faces upward pressure. H100 and H200 spot rates are currently running around $2 to $3.50 per hour on major cloud providers. A one-year reserved A100 commitment on AWS at around $1.80 per hour versus on-demand at around $3.20 saves approximately 44% annually. For a 10 GPU cluster, that is roughly $120,000 per year in avoided costs. If you have stable workloads, now is the time to lock in reservations before the capital flood pushes spot prices higher through the second half of 2026. Let's talk about the inference cost stack, because this is where the highest ROI engineering work is right now. Start with three-tier model routing. The framework is straightforward. Route 60 to 70% of your requests to fast, cheap models, Claude Haiku, at around 25 cents per million tokens, GPT-40 mini in the same range. Route 25 to 35% to balanced models like Claude Sonnet 3.5 at $3 per million tokens. Reserve only 5 to 10% for the most powerful frontier models at $15 per million tokens and above. With a lightweight classifier, a fine-tuned 8 billion parameter model achieves 90% routing accuracy with 20 milliseconds of overhead. You reduce blended inference costs by 40 to 65%, with no quality degradation on mixed workloads. Layer on semantic caching, and the numbers get striking. A 50% cache hit rate on a 10 million token per month workload at Sonnet pricing saves approximately $15,000 per month. Setup cost is around 3 engineering days plus $200 to $400 per month in Redis infrastructure. Production hit rates in the real world run 35 to 55% for customer support agents. Those workflows have high query repetition, and 15 to 25% for code agents, where query diversity is higher. For non-latency-sensitive workloads, the Anthropic Batch API gives you a 50% cost discount against a 24-hour SLA. And prompt compression via LLM Lingua or manual optimization typically achieves 20 to 35% token reduction, which translates directly to 20 to 35% cost reduction before any other optimization. Stack routing, caching, compression, and batching together, and the combined reduction runs 60 to 75% versus an unoptimized single model implementation. If you are running self-hosted inference, there is one more lever that most teams leave on the table: GPU utilization. Naive inference runs at 20 to 30% GPU utilization. Continuous batching via VLLM or text generation inference pushes utilization above 70%. Effectively a 3x cost reduction on the same hardware. That is equivalent to replacing 3 GPU instances with one for the same throughput. One quick signal on the content and data side before we wrap. Cloudflare's CEO Matthew Prince reported that automated bots now generate 57% of web requests 2 years ahead of his own forecast. Cloudflare is operationalizing HTTP 402 as a machine-readable paywall for AI crawlers, with new sites blocking AI crawlers by default. If content licensing moves toward micropayments in the range of 1/10 of a cent to 0.5 cent per page, a RAG pipeline refreshing 1 million pages per month adds $1,000 to $5,000 per month in content acquisition costs on top of existing embedding and storage costs. Model your RAG refresh economics now, before this pricing layer becomes standard. Here is your sprint goal for the week. Day 1. Audit your current provider dependencies. List every model endpoint in production, identify which have zero fallback, and prioritize by call volume. Days 2 through 4. Stand up a light LLM proxy instance and route your top two production workloads through it, with at least two provider backends configured and tested, under load. Day 5. Implement a basic three-tier routing classifier. Even a simple heuristic at 70% accuracy delivers meaningful cost reduction immediately while you build toward the fine-tuned version. If you have stable high-volume workloads and you have not modeled reserved versus on-demand GPU pricing, do that this week. The spread is real, and the window to lock in favorable rates may be narrowing. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.